Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. We got Canes tonight taking on Louisville as the Canes, number two in the country, looking to stay unbeaten. You got Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr. have your call tonight. Of course, you got Hollywood and Brian Monroe getting you set for all the action from Hard Rock Stadium. Are you going, Leroy? Have you decided? Did you reach out? Did
no,
you decide whether or not you're going to go?
I have. I've been told that I have a conflict of interest.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Tonight is Rebecca's homecoming.
Ah. Well.
So we gotta, you know.
You doing the limo?
No. Yeah, daddy limo.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
You gotta wear a blazer?
No, I'm wearing a muscle shirt and I'm gonna put a tat on my face.
Like Tyson?
When I drop her off and they see me drop her off.
Something tells me you're going to be mean Tyson, not interview with us Tyson, where he's chewing the Jolly Ranchers.
You know what I love?
What?
That Leroy's going to have to face young men who's going to look at Leroy at, oh, you a little dude.
I know.
Yeah. All that shaming that you've done to other people is going to happen to you.
But here's the deal, though. You know what I tell people that say that?
Hmm?
Right? I say, you know what the difference is between me and you? Where I grew up, I ain't afraid to lose a fight. So that means we fight until the end.
And that's the speech.
And guess what, Leroy? You know what they can tell you?
What?
Neither am I.
Good. Then I'm good with that.
Sounds
I don't like have to see, I ain't afraid to lose a fight. That's how I was brought up. You just fight, you tired, you walk away, go home. Lick your wounds. Now I'm older.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Might be some more wounds, but the mentality, right? Oh, hope her date throws a fake lizard at. Hey, let me tell you something. If somebody throw a fake lizard at me,
point for
it's go time.
Witcher.
It's go time.
Hey,
now, listen, you know what? Because there is one person that I'm terrified of. Snitchy Mouse. Right? I don't care if my wife get mad at me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if nobody else get mad at me, but not my baby. So she'll give me the look, right? Dad, hey, just don't. I'm like, don't what?
Damage is done, my friend.
Yeah.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame members Rush just announced their 50-something tour. We got your chance for you and a guest to go win a flyaway to see him at Madison Square Garden in New York City. The prize includes tickets to the show, round-trip airfare, and a two-night stay at a hotel. To enter, go to WQAM.com. It's a national contest. And check that on out. Last night in the ALCS, the Blue Jays beat the Mariners. You see Max Scherzer, another old guy, yesterday.
Yeah,
refused to leave the mound.
Dude, they were swinging at that curveball like it was a wiffle ball.
The whole hate leaving the mound, man.
Oh, yeah. They don't.
they talk back like
you know, wait, but you know when they do want to leave? When somebody hit a 450 foot home run, you were right. But he, in fairness to him, they kept falling for that pitch. He's like, look, I got him. I got this.
We'll get the game five as the road team has won every game in that series.
Every
so
game,
far.
Which is crazy, right? Is it hockey, then baseball, where home court, home field is
basketball too?
You think it don't matter in basketball?
No, but I've seen basketball.
It hasn't mattered as much. It definitely has.
Usually, but I'm just going as far as doesn't matter to most important. So football's most important.
We've seen
series.
Then
I'm going to go basketball second. Then I'm going to go baseball third. And least important is hockey.
You think it's
different?
I think other than football, all three of them, home court doesn't matter anymore. Because if you got a guy.
Well, I'm just saying, I just went like.
I know you're listening. I would actually put all three of them tied because we've seen.
So one and tie for third.
Right, because we've seen basketball series where the road team won all six games. And then the last game, maybe the home team wins that game seven.
Yeah.
We've seen that in baseball and in hockey. As long as you have a goalie, you can go anywhere.
Right.
Don't ask me. The Heat have lost like eight straight at home in the playoffs.
Right. The Boston Heat series, right? After
both
that game three,
years.
Yeah, after they won, they lost game three, everybody won on the road.
Yep, and then even the series before that, it was kind of the same thing. They brought it back, and they had the crazy putback. The crazy putback play. Yeah, it's it was crazy. And then the year before that, Jimmy had the big game that made it come to game seven, and they won game seven on the Heat's floor. So, yeah, but they haven't won since that game three, Vlad. They've lost every single home game since then in the playoffs. So
it's a bad feeling to have such a good memory, right?
Yeah.
Because you're like getting sadder and sadder as you remembering all these things.
No, because every loss has gotten worse. Like those last two losses to Cleveland.
Cleveland was embarrassing.
Boston.
They took the road game two, and then Jimmy had the interview because his knee was blown out. And he's like, oh, we're going to go up. They didn't go up. And that series was top hats and monocles. The finals was top hats and monocles. Jamal Murray just kept hitting three after three. Then you had him and Joker both had triple doubles. It's been a rough go of it lately. Anyway, speaking of, if you want to watch the Heat at the Kaseya Center, they're in preseason action tonight against the Memphis Grizzlies. That is their preseason finale. Yesterday, a much healthier practice for the Miami Heat. Terry Rozier even practiced yesterday.
Do you need to get a win? I need to get a win.
I don't know.
Not by Tobin's philosophy.
Here's why, Tobin. You won 37 games last year. And you ain't won a preseason game. Like, you can't just turn it on.
Yeah, but
we've
another
seen
team.
That. So you need to, you want to talk about big building winning habits? How about winning?
I understand what your point is.
You can't lose every game and say we build in winning habits. Winning.
There's not like a billboard about it or anything like that. Like the fact
I'm
is
just
that
saying.
They haven't had their team. Like half their team has been missing for the
You've
entire
been saying
preseason.
That for 4 years, dude.
Okay, I'm just telling you what it is, though. Like, do you know what their record was in preseason last year? Tommy Tiger revealed this to me. I completely forgot. You want to know what it was?
What?
4-1. Did it matter?
Not particularly.
No, it didn't. You want to know why? Because Jimmy Butler actually cared more in the preseason than he did in the regular season. He was hounding Chris Paul all over the place. It didn't mean anything.
Right.
So I get it. Nobody wants to go winless. It's annoying. But I do think that at least my philosophy on it is that at least with them not winning, you can see what the real problems are. They're not going in with any false sense of security. If they would have won, we would have won the game against the Hawks G Leaguers. It's like, great. And we also were still 3-for-30. Nothing changed.
All right. I get you, but you know, it's hard to lose five games in a row and say we're trying to build winning habits. That sounds weird.
Yeah, I know, but I don't understand like where that like what is the who's got the sign out there that's saying we're building winning habits. Like
Stone says that all the time.
They're trying to put together a team that hasn't been together. Like it's one of these things.
Okay.
You know,
their
guards were all out the first game. They missed basically half of their team the last game.
I know what that look is, Vlad.
I'm just saying, there's nothing to build. Like, who are you building these? I'm
about to say, which coach you're getting sick and tired of hearing about what they're gonna do with their improve with their offensive game plan? Spo or McDaniel? Because I've been hearing about Spo running the offense. We're gonna, you know, pick it up. We're gonna score more, and it never happens. And Leroy has a point. You got to score. Who's gonna score for this team?
Right, but my thing is like, they're going out and they're not scoring. So the Heat have basically gone and shot bricks anyway. So what is the difference between them winning or losing all these close games? Like, the offense still has issues. So it's all kind of just there in the open going into it anyway.
Want me to tell you what the difference is? Is that regardless of what your situation is, when you get in those critical moments and you pull it out and you win the game, that builds, like, you know, kind of sets a tone for now you can do that.
I don't disagree with you, but here's the thing. Myron Gardner is going to be playing for the South Dakota G League team all year. His habits aren't going to mean anything for the Heat. Really? You know, the only guy who's going to play for the Heat is Keyshawn Johnson, and he turned the ball over and gave it to the Hawks.
He was the only
guy playing at the end of the game.
Hands like my left habits
are being built at the end of the game. Now, they did a great impression of the Heat from last year because that was basically all of last year, but none of those guys are going to play anyway.
I guess my concern is that if the team is going to be different or better at some point, shouldn't I see it?
Yeah, that's totally fair, but they can say they're better all they want. We got to see them,
right? Exactly.
But nothing they've done in preseason would have swayed you.
Is really gonna sway you. I see what you're saying. I guess I'm just one of those people that I don't like being comfortable with losing under any circumstances, right? I don't care what you want to build good winning habits. You want to build depth. You want to build then whoever's in the game, you're required to do the job. And I get what you're saying. I really do. But coming off the last couple years when this team hasn't been able to get over the finish line and then seeing it now for whatever reason, I just feel a little like...
Yeah, I guess what I'm saying is, like, look, they can still come out and stink up the joint. They got a really tough schedule. I don't think that the preseason winning or losing is going to be indicative of it anyway. Okay. Like, I think my thing
is 3-30 is more.
That's why I kind of almost am like appreciative of all the losses, because it's like I'm not being masked by, oh, they still won. Like, they, all right, I very clearly their issues. They have shooting issues. We know this. They've had bad rebounding issues. They've had turnover issues.
Right. And yeah, you got all these stretch bigs that nobody wants to play in the paint and bang.
Yeah. I mean, a little bit. You know, I think there's something to that. You know, they're trying to play a little bit faster, and that's why
they probably put a whole lot of pressure on Kalel, because, like, yo, you have to get rebounds.
Kalel's had probably the best preseason. He's played really well. Him and Jaime have probably been the most consistent guys the entire preseason.
No, I'm not saying it in a negative way. I'm just saying that one of the reasons why they're probably so hard on him to be a complete player is because when it comes to rebounds, he is going to have to be the guy.
Terry Rozier told Ira Winderman he's hoping for a fair shake.
Fair shake where?
To play.
Oh, I thought a fair shake on, like, you know how they shake before the game?
No. He's like a dap up. He's like, hey.
No, they don't dap. They shake.
Just get a good game, Terry. Good game.
I don't know, man. I feel bad that, like, this thing has never been able – he's never been able to get both feet on the ground. And like, there's always been something. When he first got here, it was neck, and it was a lot worse than we all thought, because they made it sound like he just had a little neck strain. But dude was out for a very long time with that neck. Then you had the scandal. I don't even know where that is.
Me neither.
And then he was playing basketball horribly. And so I don't know what role, all those things play into it. But I hope that he at least gets, you know, back to, at least we can see, well, everything's going fine for him. He just ain't got it no more. Like, without all the other stuff.
Think he has a hard, he think he has a Hard Rock bet account?
I don't know, dude.
I would say if he did, he don't now.
Don't they give you like a free $10 at the Kaseya Center?
No, hey, no.
Because I know at Amarin Bank. That's what I'm saying.
This is a rule.
Okay.
And they can track it. It's why all these NFL players are getting in trouble. You cannot place a bet on company Wi-Fi.
Jeez.
And that's how a few NFL players got caught, because they were in the parking lot making a bet, and the Wi-Fi in the facility picked it up.
I want to know, because, you know, at Amarin Bank, they give you a free $10 bet at the game. So if you're a player with an account, can you go in the locker room and use that free $10 bet?
You need that burner.
No.
You need somebody else.
You're going to need somebody. I'm just asking.
I will tell you this. Well, first of all, you know, the betting, they track it also. So if you need a burner, you can have a burner phone, but it's not your burner account.
Wait a minute. Can't you make a bet without Wi-Fi? You could use what I...
Yeah, but then the I'm saying, if you make a bet with Hard Rock is going to report you.
Damn it.
You can't... No, just don't do it.
Something tells me since the investigation...
You're making $20 million a year. You worried about a free $10 bet?
Something tells me since the investigation, he's probably put the old purple app away.
Yeah.
We would hope.
He's probably. I don't, one would think.
Well, there hasn't been anybody who's gotten frequent flyer miles.
Tell you what's never...
Anybody who's been busted for that, they ain't went back and did it again.
Tell you what's never a gamble. When you send your dry cleaning over to A&T Dry Cleaners, that's the best dry cleaning in all of South Florida. That's all right. Ara, man, he's been doing this for 40 years, Leroy. Him and his business, family owned and run. You got Mama Ara there doing the thing. You can call him up anytime, Leroy. 954-610-9383. That's 954-610-9383. You hear Leroy? Snitchy Mouse has got herself a homecoming coming up. Any of you other got some dances coming up? You want those dresses or suits looking real nice? Give A&T Dry Cleaners a try.
They service all of Dade, Broward, Southern Palm Beach County. They can pick up and drop off your clothes. And here's a little extra. Ara's a fan of the show, and he wants to take care of our audience. So if you mention Tobin and Leroy, you get 25% off your order. That's right, 25% off. So all of the stuff you need, you can get a discount. You can call or text Ara at 954-610-9383 at any time. And once you use A&T Dry Cleaners, you'll never launder your own clothes again.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.